hello. What's up, mommies? Hello, hello, hello. And welcome back to another episode of the Messy Mommies Podcast. I am your host, Brandy.
And I am Shantae.
Hello, Shantae.
Hello, Brandy. Hello, Brandy Marie Thomas.
Who? What?
Brandy Marjorie Thomas.
Clearly made that one up. Shantae, how you doing, boo?
I'm good, thank you. How are you?
I'm good. Cool as a cucumber today, girl. Cool as a cucumber.
I like cucumbers. You know, that's one of my favorite fresh veggies.
They do be popping.
They be real good. Extra on our firehouse salad.
Hello. And a sub, depending on which one I got. I like cucumbers. You know what? I heard that if you eat, I don't know how true it is, but I heard that if you like onions or you got onion breath, or you want to freshen up your breath, you can eat a cucumber real quick and it'll freshen up your breath.
I think that makes sense to me.
Yeah.
We'll try it. We like eating. So. Amen.
We'll try it. Mommy, welcome. Thank you for joining us. I so appreciate you guys. I know it's been a long week this week, but it's Thursday.
Ooh, baby.
If you're in Georgia, we've had quite a bit of rain for the past couple of days.
Girl, not days, weeks.
Couple of weeks, yeah. We've been dealing with a lot of rain. But it's Thursday. So that means one more day, mommies. You only got to make it through one more day. And then you can do what?
Turn up.
Hey.
Turn up.
Hey.
Turn up.
Ooh. Robot.
Turn up.
Hey.
Turn up.
Kill him.
Turn up.
Kill him.
Turn up.
That's a robot, girl.
No.
Yeah, that's right. You only got to make it through one more day, mommies, and then you can turn up for the weekend. Do your mommy turn up however you would like, as long as you are doing something that you enjoy doing, mommies. If you want to read a book and have a glass of wine and chill on your patio, mommies, do that.
Mm-hmm.
If you want to go out with your homegirls and turn up and hang out the window and yell, hoo-de-hoo!
Don't do that.
Do that.
That doesn't sound safe to me. You're supposed to be making it back home to the babies.
If you want to call your sneaky link over when your kids is at your grandmama's house this weekend, do that. Enjoy yourself. Be safe. Have fun. But make sure you make it home, because you got littles that's going to be looking for their mommies. Okay? Mommies. Like we said, it's been a long week. So before we jump into today's episode, let's just take I can't talk today.
It's been a long week, sis.
Slow it down, Brandy. Before we jump into today's episode, it's been a long week. So let's just take a moment to decompress. Mommies, deep breath in, inhale, and exhale. Ooh, sa. Get it out. Let it go. Mommies. So today, on today's episode, let's just talk about building your child's self-esteem. Shantae and I truly believe that starts at home with you. As time goes on and these years are passing by, we are seeing more and more depressed children. We are seeing more children being bullied. We are seeing more children taking their own lives. We are seeing more children in state of depression. So let's talk about building your child's self-esteem up, and how do you keep your child's self-esteem at a certain level even when they're going through school? Quick disclaimer. I do not want to offend anybody whose child is dealing with depression right now. We understand what that is. We understand how serious that can be. Our hearts go out to you guys, even if you mommies yourself is dealing with depression right now. Our hearts go out to you guys. We understand how tough it can be. I cannot urge you guys enough to get in therapy or get your child in therapy. Get outside, take a walk. Get your child outside and take a walk if you notice that your child is depressed. Mommies, One thing I have learned is that right now where we are in 2021, a lot of children who are dealing with depression, one way they express that they are dealing with depression is by wearing hoodies on hot summer days. So I know I keep seeing a lot of mothers complaining that, and fathers too, complaining that their child has hoodies on and it's really hot outside. I keep seeing this. From what I have understood, this is a sign of depression. Talk to your babies. If you see if this is something that your baby is doing, talk to your babies. They might not be going through depression, but they might. You just never know. So talk to your children and see what's going on, because there's a reason why this child is wearing a hoodie in 100 degrees outside. So let me just put that out there. We are not insensitive to anyone's feelings or anything that anyone is going through right now. However, we want to talk about bigging your babies up.
Up.
Way up there.
Yeah.
Because let me tell you something about me. You can't tell me nothing about mine. Okay? And you can't tell them nothing about them. I make sure I tell my girls every day that they beautiful. Mm-hmm. I make sure I tell my girls every day that they smart. I make sure I tell my girls every day, girl, who made you?
Because don't you forget, you came from me.
You, girl.
Mama, I did
whoever
that.
Whoever your mama is, whoever your daddy is, they did that. Because mm-hmm. what Lisa Ray be saying about her sister, you are the ish to me. Mm. Okay? I believe it starts at home, parents. It starts at home. Compliment your babies. Tell your babies that they fly. Tell your babies that they smart. Tell your babies that, you know, they're beautiful. Give them compliments that's going to help big them up throughout their life. Because if they grown up hearing it in their house all the time, outside,
can't tell them nothing.
Say it again.
You can't tell them nothing.
An outsider not gonna be able to tell them nothing.
And it works two different ways. They're not gonna be able to tell them they ugly and they think they ugly, or to tell them they something negative and they think they negative. And you're not going to be able to say, oh, you so pretty, and think this is going to be the first time they've heard it. Or you so handsome and think it's going to be the first time they've heard it, so that they could get taken advantage of.
Right.
Because you done threw a nice little compliment out. No. This mm-hmm. ain't the first time, baby. Mm-hmm. You're going to listen to me.
I'm listening.
Every day. Me and Brady talk every day. All day. Mind y'all business. Because I work, I got a full-time job too. Baby, mind your business. But there's not a day that goes by where she doesn't hear me say something, several things, super positive to my boys. Mm-hmm. My baby Christian. You got dimples? I can't believe your cute self. Look at you. And we'll both just be talking, and one day we'll just start staring at our kids. We're like, dang. You are so cute. What did I say earlier today? I said something. But handsome. Golly.
Mm-hmm.
I can't. I just can't. Mm-hmm. But I don't want them to always think. I don't want them to think that looks are everything, because they are not.
Yeah.
What's a pretty purse with nothing in it?
Mm-hmm.
So I make sure I tell them that they are smart. You know, we're potty training them here right now.
Mm-hmm.
So everything is a big deal.
Yep.
So you are so smart. You are listening so well. You follow directions so well. I am so happy. Thank you so much.
She do say this to her. I listen to her say this to him. And he's two. And he
you.
Thank you. I've heard it. This is true.
Yes. So... yeah. So how are you doing it with your girls, girl? What's some specifics to help everybody out?
Yeah, so because I have girls, I think that it is very important for their self-esteem to start at home, right? Mm-hmm. But like you said, there has to be a balance, though, because I don't want them to grow up and think they the ish because they're very attractive girls, right? Mm-hmm. Now, yeah, they the ish to me, mm-hmm. okay? But they don't have to walk around the world like that. So there does have to be some balance. So I compliment them in a lot of areas. One thing outside of telling my girls that they so pretty and they so beautiful and they so smart, one thing that I am very, very, very adamant about is I do not like for them to hang their head down when they sad. Mm-hmm. I don't have it at all. Even when they get in trouble, even when I have to get stern with them or they're sad because they can't have whatever they want. And, you know, they're kids. So, you know how kids like to put their head down when whatever. I say, I take my finger and push their head up with their chin with, and I say, hey, head up. What do we talk about? You are mm-hmm. too beautiful and too smart to be holding your head down for anybody. And now it's to the point with my six-year-old, when she get like that and I say, hey, head up, she holds her head up by herself. Mm-hmm. You know, I don't ever want my girls to walk around with their head down and be sad and think, because I feel like when people... they less than when they holding their head down and that they shamed or that they are entering a shell that they don't want, mm-hmm. you know, it's like a shell. And no matter what the circumstances is with my girls, hold your head up high and you be proud of whatever you got going on, because you're too smart and you're too pretty to hang your head low. So that's one of the things that I instill in both of my girls, even with my one-year-old. Because she's at that age now where she gets bashful when she's in trouble. So she likes to hold her head down and put her hands over her eyes when she's in trouble. And I go tap her on her chin with my finger and say, hey, head up. We don't do that. Mm. You know, and she holds her head high too. Mm-hmm. So that's very important. But I think that women get it bad throughout life, and that society makes them feel like they have to look a certain way, or they have to be a certain size, or have to have a certain texture hair, you know, or have to be a certain height or whatever in order to be beautiful. I don't want my girls to feel like they don't fit into that. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? And so, because that is a false narrative in itself. Because we both know that beauty comes in so many different shape, forms, and fashion that you can't pinpoint what beautiful is. And so I'm going to big them up all day, every day, because they not gonna feel like they less than anything or anyone. You know what I'm saying? And even with education, like you said, you know, you're so smart. You are so, even if it's something simple, you know, my one-year-old, she's 19 months now. Let her bring me a little toy and it's a blue toy. And she's like, mama, blue, girl, it sure is.
Blue. It sure is.
Blue, you did that with your smart self.
I mean, and sometimes they just surprise us all the time. Mm-hmm. Because we always talk about, girl, I didn't even know he knew that. Mm-hmm. Or girl, I didn't even know she knew that. We have to stop, not like we put bring them down or anything, but what is the word that I'm trying to say?
Encouraging?
No. It's like a misunderstanding them, dang, I'm sorry, y'all. I'm losing my words. But dang it.
Belittle?
Not belittle, but misleading, misunderstanding, not taking them for granted. I don't know, y'all. Anyway, just pay attention to what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Don't think that they don't know what they're doing. Mm-hmm. I'm so sorry, y'all. I know y'all trying to say the word with me. I can't get it. It's whatever. But you just be surprised with what they actually know and how confident they are in what they know. Like I told Brandon, like Amir knows all the animals. Mm-hmm. He knows all the animal sounds. Mm-hmm. He just came to me today. When he has those little mats that you put on the floor, and he's like, mama, sucko. And he was like, mama, look, star. Oh, so you know your shapes too. Mm-hmm. You know your shapes too. Y'all, my baby's two. He'll be three in December. He knows his shapes. He knows his numbers up to 10. He knows his alphabets. He knows the animals, and he knows his colors. I think that's great.
Absolutely.
And you can't tell me nothing. So if you can't tell me nothing, you can't tell him nothing.
Yeah. And not only is it great, but it's a reflection of your parenting though too. You know what I'm saying? And the priority that you take with your parenting, because there's kids that too and don't know nothing. Like, you know, their parents are too busy living their own life to really put the time and energy into making sure their two-year-old know their color or colors or numbers or are potty trained or knowing that their shapes. You know, a lot of times they put it all on the schools and feel like they'll learn that when they get to school. Mm. But then they don't understand why they're behind when they get to school. You know what I'm saying? So the root of everything starts at home. You have to start these children at home. Start bigging them up at home. Start educating them at home. Start building their self-esteem at home. Because mm-hmm. there's nothing like a smart little kid who's attractive and smart and they sweet. Mm-hmm. That's goals right there, baby. That's goals. That's goals. Mm-hmm. You know, that's goals. Because with these, and you have to be careful. And like she said, it's kind of, you got to straddle the fence a little bit with it because you don't want to put too much into them to where they grow up cocky, mm-hmm. right? But you
want
to,
I want them to be cocky, but I want them to be to a point where your negativity can't bring them down.
Oh, absolutely.
So I don't know, I guess, I don't know if that's considered cocky. But I want you to have such a high self-esteem that one little person and one little comment will not sway you anyway.
Now, when I say cocky, I mean, I don't want you walking around the world talking, feeling like you the best thing since sliced bread and can't nobody do nothing or say nothing to you and that you the ish and you are the best.
Now, it is a difference from thinking that you're better than everybody.
That's what
don't ever think. Okay, yeah. Don't ever think that you're better than everybody.
Or that the world has to fall at your feet because you so fly. Like, no.
Correct.
No. Humble thyself, son.
I agree with that. I definitely agree with that. But it's just so important to me. I've seen children who down themselves. Mm-hmm. Who have not been confident in the smallest things. I can't do that. Mm-hmm. Oh, I don't know that. I can't do that. I see that sometimes even in my stepson. Mm-hmm. Like, you know you're smarter than this, mm-hmm. right? You understand that you're smarter than this. And I think children need to hear it. And you can't assume that they know it.
Because I don't think that, but on the flip side of that, I don't think that it's fair to discipline children when they don't know an answer mm-hmm. to something. You know, we have seen videos of mothers getting upset with their kids because their kids don't know the answer to a math problem or something mm-hmm. like that. You know, you shouldn't get upset with them. Like, you gotta, that's the thing. You have to take your time.
Mm-hmm. Now, you know? They should get upset because this is what would happen with Carter. We would get upset. Don't tell me you know every single character on whatever show you're watching right now.
Yeah.
And you know every single move when you're playing that game right now. But you can't tell me what you did in third grade when it came to this multiplication question or this. You know what I'm saying? Like, we were in the car the other day and Jeremy was like, Carter, what are your five senses? And he was like, your mouth, your hands. And he said, no, that's not it. And he was like, Jeremy said, what are your five senses? And he said it again. And he was like, your ears? No, what are your senses? So he's in fifth grade. Mm-hmm. This is something that you should know.
He knows.
What your senses are. So that's, you know, Jeremy got a little frustrated with him. He was like, no. So then he started saying, oh, hearing, mm-hmm. tasting, mm-hmm. seeing, feeling, those are your senses. You know this. Mm-hmm. So don't let these kids play you either. They try to act like they don't know, but they know. So that's when you get in trouble. When you try to play me.
Don't try to say something stupid just so you don't have to be bothered now.
Exactly. No. Because you're my child. Don't do me like that.
Because don't be out here embarrassing me. I don't know.
Exactly.
Right.
Exactly.
Right. Yeah, I get it. I get it. But I also ultimately though, it's all about balancing. You know what mm-hmm. I'm saying? It's all about balancing. Don't be too hard on your kid in this aspect. Don't be too hard on your kid when they don't get an answer right, but be lenient with them and bigging them up when, you know, they do good. You know what I mean? Like, you have to have that balance. You can't just be hard on them all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You know? And you can't just be bigging them up and be soft on them all the time either. You got to find the right balance.
How did your parents big you up? Did your parents big you up? Or you had to figure that out on your own?
I think I had to figure that out on my own. I think my mother did to a certain extent, but like I told you, my mother was very young when she had children. So my mother was very busy working and keeping a roof over our head. You know what I'm saying? To even think about that. And I'm very transparent about, there are some different things that I think that I have lacked because my mother was a young parent. You know, mm-hmm. there are some things that I've learned that I will do different. And I would say that that's one of them. I think that I kind of had to figure that out on my own.
Mm-hmm. What about with your dad?
You know, daddies don't really be having those kind of conversations. You know, your daddy be proud if you want to play sports and stuff like that. Oh yeah, my daughter play basketball, boy, you can't hold her on the court type stuff like that. Mm-hmm. Not saying like, oh, you're so beautiful or like how we do our kids. Nah, mm-hmm. I didn't get none of that, you know. And I think maybe that's why I'm so adamant about doing it with my kids, you know, because I didn't get it myself.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
I'm trying to think if I actually got it. You know, I definitely didn't get it from my daddy. Because he wasn't around. I guess my mom sometimes, it was never anything negative, like you can't do. You know what I'm saying? You're very smart. It was always the, you're very smart. You know, you can do better than that. And I remember, so in Georgia, I don't know if they still have it, but in 11th grade, we had to take the graduation test.
Mm-hmm.
Did y'all have that in Michigan?
Mm-mm.
Okay, you had to pass this in order to graduate.
Oh man.
So I was in honors classes. I was in honors math. I was in honors social studies, whatever that was. And then I was in honors literature.
Mm-hmm.
And when I tell you this stuff, like, I think I told y'all before, like under the schooling thing, I didn't test well. I never tested well. I don't like taking tests. I get super nervous when I have to take tests. So we were all super nervous because you telling me if I don't pass this test,
I can't graduate.
That's what I'm. Do you see how adamant I am about how I want my kids to be schooled? You know what I'm saying? So you told me I can't graduate. So we were all. It was for a whole week. We were all so nervous. And Georgia had this because I remember taking one in elementary school to go to middle school, and I think there was one in middle school to go to high school.
Mm.
And so it's so much pressure, and then it was even more pressure on me because I was in these honors classes and these AP classes. So I'm just like, oh my gosh. So I passed all of them. I passed the ones that I had AP in and honors in. I passed even higher.
Mm.
And I was so scared. And when I got home, my mama said, I wasn't scared. I knew you were gonna do it.
Bigger up.
Girl, so my mom always was like that. I'm not scared. I don't know why you're nervous. So she always just kept a level head. Mm-hmm. When I was just like, mom, I don't know if I'm gonna do this, girl. Mm-hmm. I don't know. And she always was just like, I know you're gonna do it. That's fine. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So she definitely, like, my whole life, I do recall her always saying, like, I wasn't worried. And she says that to my brother and my sister as well. She's just like, well, I wasn't worried. I knew you could do it. So it's nice. I don't know if she was in my face with it. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, we are with our kids, but I never didn't feel like she didn't have my back or she wasn't bigging me up from mm-hmm. the back. You know what I'm saying?
So let
from
me
the
tell-
background.
Yeah. One thing about my mother, I will tell you this, though. My mother has made it more than clear that she loves me since I was kneecap high, right?
Mm-hmm.
If no one else in the world loves me, I know my mother loves me. She's always made it very clear that she used to say to me and my brother, we got to stick together. We all we got. She always said that to us. Still to this day, she be saying that to us, that we have to stick together and we have to get along because we all we got. One thing about my mother that I absolutely love is no one, and everybody around me knows this, no one has my back like my mama had my back. I could be as wrong as two left shoes, but my mom got my back. And that's one of the things, my daddy did too. That's one of the things that I absolutely love about my parents. It don't matter how wrong I am. It don't matter how embarrassed I am. It don't matter how shamed I am. I come to my parents with honest and open conversation about whatever it is I'm dealing with. and I say, I did A, B, C, D, E, F, G, they be like, thank you for being honest with me. My parents have always taught me to, no matter what's going on, be honest with them, because they're going to be the only ones that can help me. Mm-hmm. Right? So I remember I was like 14 or 15 years old. I got in trouble with the police. The only time I ever in my whole life got in trouble with the police. I spilled all the beans. I told my daddy and my mama everything. Everything, right? Mm-hmm. I told them everything. Because they're the only ones who was with me when I was going through this with the police, you know? When I caught myself trying to smoke weed when I was like 17. I called myself trying to smoke weed. Got sick as a dog. You know the first thing I said? Call my daddy. Somebody call my daddy. Call my daddy. And I called my daddy. I told my daddy I tried to smoke weed. I'm super sick. My dad said, bring my daughter to my house, right? I went to my dad's house. I threw up like all night. Mm. My dad never said nothing to me about it again to this day. God rest his soul. But, you know, he's never said nothing about it ever again. He knew that I learned my lesson by being sick. You know, and so that's one of the things that I absolutely admire about my parents, and I would do the same thing with mine. I think it's important to have that open conversation and give them the room to know that you got their back. You're gonna always have their back, and if they don't be real with nobody, they need to be real with you, because you can't have their back if they're not honest with you. For real, I got you. But be real with me and tell me what's going on, because I am the only one who's going to help you or who's going to be by your side with going through this. And I know a lot of y'all mommies are probably like, no, we not friends. That's my baby. That ain't my friend. They need to. But I think it's important to have that balance. You have to have that balance. See,
I don't like that.
I believe that you can be friends with your kid. I do. My mother is one of my best friends. But we weren't.
It took for me to be grown for us to be friends, and for me to get older and get out the house for us to be friends, because it had to get to a point where you can't tell me anything. You can't tell me anything, or I don't need you for anything.
Yeah.
I wish it was different when we were younger, of course, but it is what it is. We have a great relationship now. My brother and sister.
That's very common, though. That's very common that throughout teenage years, mothers and daughters, they bump heads. Me and my mother bumped heads while I was teenagers a lot. Like, from the time I was probably like 16 to when I was like 19, we bumped heads like a lot. My mother used to get on my everlasting nerves, and I'm sure I was getting on her everlasting nerves, you know? Mm-hmm. But when I got an adult and I moved out and I started doing my own thing, then we started getting closer. Now, I will say this. Since I've been an adult, my mother bigs me up for sure. My mother, you can't tell my mother nothing about her daughter.
Or how you raise their grandkids.
You can't tell my mother nothing.
No, that's something she outwardly says. She tells me this all the time.
Yeah.
She's a great mother. And she tells my sister as well, just randomly.
My mother does.
Just randomly, too. And I'm like, what?
I'm telling you, one of the biggest compliments I have ever heard in my life. Now, I get compliments, not to toot my own horn, but, you know, I get...
Tooty toot toot.
I get some compliments here and there. My favorite compliment always pertains to my girls. Tell me that my babies are dressed cute or that they sweet. Like, I love those little compliments, get me giddy. You know, but the compliment that I will always cherish my whole life is my mother told me, Brandy, you are a better mother than I am. Or than I was. You are a better mother than I was. The reason that I think that that's an ultimate compliment is because that should be the ultimate goal. I feel like I'm a great mother, but I want my kids to be a better mother than I am. I want my daughters to take mothering to another level, you know, and I want them to be a better mother than I am. Now, I understand, and this is not to say that my mother was a bad mother in any way, shape, form, or fashion. Like I just told you, if I know anything, I know my mother loved me to death, and I knew that she always had my back. But because my mother was a young mom, she spent a lot of time working to take care of us, right? A lot of time working, whether she was working morning shifts, mids, overnights, whatever. She just spent a lot of time working to keep a roof over our head. So because of that, there's a lot of things that happened in my life that she wasn't present for. You know, basketball games, track meets, banquets, you know, all kind of stuff that I had going on that she wasn't able to be present for, or stuff that I may have needed that she wasn't able to provide in a way that she probably would have if she had kids later in life, you know? And so those are things that I look at my daughters and I take heed to. I'm very present in my daughter. I text my daughter's teachers throughout the day at school. You know, hey, how's she doing? Did she eat her lunch today? Like, it's very important because, like we said in the last episode, when we were talking about school and babies, teachers respond different to children whose parents are in their life versus, are active in their academics, not in their life. Parents who are active in their academics versus parents who are not active in their academics. Children respond, teachers respond different to them.
And so
I am very, very, very active and very involved in my children's schooling. Tell me everything. How was her day? What did she do today? What didn't she do today? What was different today? You know, because she has autism, did she have a temper tantrum today? Did she have to go to the sensory room today? Did she eat her lunch? Because if she didn't, that means she gonna come home cranky. Like, I'm very involved in my children and my daughter's schooling, you know, and I plan to always be. Whatever events that she has, or if she has games, if she has banquets, if she has cheerleading competitions, whatever either one of them have, I'm gonna be right there front and center. You know, and that's because I didn't get that growing up because my mother was too busy working that she couldn't be there like I wish she could have, you know.
Now, my mom, she was always there. She made it after work if I needed to go. She definitely made a lot of those things happen for me. Though, I mean, I understood that I was the oldest of three children and my mother was doing it by herself. I understood that. She didn't really ever have to tell me that. That's something that I understood.
That girl said, I know my position in this house.
Period. So I don't think, and my mom could speak to this as well, but I don't think I was ever one of those kids where it was like, it's not fair. It's not fair. You know what I'm saying? I just understood at a young age that I'm the oldest. I am the next thing. Mama would tell me this though. I'm the closest thing to a mother for my sister and brother to be an example to them. And I would say one of the, since we're talking about one of the best things someone may have told us, my sister said something recently like that to me. I was talking to Jeremy's mom because Alexis has followed my lead when it comes to how I'm doing my children, when it comes to doctor's appointments and things like that. So I told Alexis, like, Brandy, you know, I research everything.
Yep.
I research everything. I read books.
Alexis
I
do is a her lot. Sister who's recently Alexis. Had a baby, guys.
Yes. So I told Alexis, I said, Alexis, I know you trust me in my decisions that I made for my boys, but please make sure you do your own research. And she was like, but I just think if my sister did it, why do I have to do it? And I said, I understand that, Alexis. I said, but please. She was like, but if you did it, why I have to? I said, because you may read something that you can educate me on.
But you and know you what? May read. I'm sorry. But that shows how much of an influence you still have on her right now. Right now.
Right, girl. Don't get me emotional. Because I think I've told y'all before that we've come a long way from when we were teenagers.
Yeah.
Well, she's 5 years younger than me. But from when she was a teenager and I was, you know, in my 20s, and she just would just be so nasty and her attitude would be so nasty. And I just did not understand. But you do have to understand, like, today, like, this is something that she was just going through. She told me, I hope it's not being too much, but she told me, she was like, the world gonna end anyway. What's the point? I'm gonna act how I want to act. And nobody knew that was her attitude towards things. Ain't that crazy? Right. She's just like, I'm just gonna do what I want to do. Like, girl, you have no idea when that's gonna happen, if it happens, whatever. Right. So you do the
you
right
can't
thing,
just
but
burn every bridge right now
because
you're here.
Girl, I thank God for growth, and I thank God that my mom has raised us how we are, because we are so close. And we were talking about my mom and her siblings because they are not close. Mm-hmm. And Alexis was like, I just don't understand. Like, some people's family had something and they didn't invite us. And I'm just like, ugh. But you know, whenever y'all see me or I'm having something, you better bet your bottom dollar. My siblings, if my brother don't have to work, my siblings and my mother are going to be there.
Very true.
You better bet that bottom dollar.
I would.
My mom is having an event on September 4th. Well, that's Labor Day weekend. I told my mom, I said, Mom, why did you make that date? Because we all supposed to be going out of town for vacation. She was like, I didn't even realize it, but she had already booked it. She was like, well, you guys can go. And now you know we're not finna go nowhere.
Without you.
When you go without you, especially if it's a family thing, and you have a whole event for your business.
Right.
Now you know.
Right.
You know that.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Stop playing. And
shout out to the little plug. Messy Mommies will be there.
Yes. Yes, we will. But it's just so important. I think bigging your child up, and when they have siblings as well, making sure you big them up in front of their siblings so the siblings can big them up as well. Mm-hmm. It's just a household thing of my brother, my sister in your case. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? It should be an all-around thing. It's fun to have little jokes, you ugly, whatever, this and that, with your siblings, but you know they're the ish.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you know, can't nobody tell me nothing about my siblings.
Right.
You know that.
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's important as well.
I be playing with my daughters all the time. I be like, girl, you so pretty. And you got a sister?
Ooh, girl.
Ooh. No, you don't. You got a sister? Girl, y'all mamas and daddy showed out, girl. They
showed out.
But it is important, you know, because I want them to have that bond too, to where they don't play about their sibling. Mm-hmm. You know, don't. And one thing that I will tell you right now, even with my kids being as young as they is, y'all know Sky is about to be 7 next month, and Novi is 19 months. Even with Novi being as little as she is right now, she don't play about her sister. She don't play. Let me tell y'all something. Every morning, this little girl wakes up, the first thing out of her mouth, well, she might smile at me first, and then she says, Sissy, let me tell y'all, I let her out her crib, and she runs right to her sister's room, knock on the door. Her sister opens the door and shuts it, lets her in and shuts the door, and they spend time in that room doing whatever they're doing, playing, laughing, giggling, for mm-hmm. at least 30 minutes every single morning until Novi's had enough and she's ready to come out. Every morning. She mm-hmm. don't say about her sister. I say, Novi, where your sister at? She gonna mm-hmm. give her a hug. Sissy, she don't play about her sister. Now, the little one is a bully. I'm not gonna tell you no lie. Let's not make, we gotta balance this thing out.
Comes
Let's not
with make, it.
The little one is a bully now. I'm not gonna lie to you. She be bullying her sister, okay? But she don't play about her sister though too, you know, and she's very loving to her. She's only one, so she doesn't understand this is not yours, you know, or that we trying to teach her how to share. This sharing thing is a task, but we trying to teach it. I have a video of Shantae's son and Novi going back and forth with this little toy guitar, because we trying to teach these babies sharing. They ain't here yet.
Because it's a task with this one over here. Because both of them, these boys are aggressive.
Yeah.
So Carter, they love each other. We know this. Mm-hmm. They didn't see Carter for a whole week for his birthday last week, right? On Sunday, when Carter walked upstairs at his Mima house, Christian, if he could have mushed me in the head to move me to the side when he saw his brother, that all dimples, all four in his teeth. And he was so excited to see his brother. First off, I love that you recognize him, but don't move me out the way. Okay. And he went, and Christian and Carter picked him up and held him. And Carter has been very protective over his brother since they were babies. Mm-hmm. I remember somebody was picking him up. I can't remember who. And he was like, hold his head. Hold his head. And I was like, Carter, they know what they're doing. Yeah. I was like, wait. But he didn't play. He's like, don't grab his arm that way. Don't do this. You know what I'm saying? So he's very protective and they love him. Amir, Carter. So they love each other and I love it. And I love the fact that they do have an older brother that they can look up to who is protective over them. Mm-hmm. We have some things to work on.
Mm-hmm.
No doubt, no diggity.
As ever.
But it's a beautiful thing. I love that they have an older brother.
Mm-hmm.
I always wanted an older brother.
Mm-hmm.
That's Amir.
Mm-hmm.
And I told y'all he's gonna ask for the iPad. Mm-hmm. He's gonna ask for the iPad.
Yeah. So I think it's important though, because when your children see you, when your children hear you bigging up their sibling. Mm-hmm. When your children see you bigging up their sibling, then that's what they're going to think that they need to do. That's what they're going to know. It's going to register to them, you know? They're going to start pretty soon when they get of age, they're going to be telling their sister, or Amir going to be telling his brother, like, man, you handsome, you all right.
I'm going to say you cute. I guess you all right. I mean, well, I guess you look alike.
Right, yeah, you all right. You know, or because I got girls, my girls might be like, girl, you cute. You know, because it started at home. But then, you know what? I've been thinking about the things that you want to last after you pass away, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I want my daughters to big each other up when I pass away like I did when they were here. When I was here, you know, because they know that that's what their mama did. So that's
right, like 60, 70 years from now.
Yeah, for sure. You know, that that's what their mama did. And they're going to be like, yo, remember mama used to tell you, you fine, girl? Mm-hmm. You know, so those things are important to me, too. So all in all, just establishing that in the household will help build up your kids' self-esteem so that when they go to school and they're dealing with bullies or they're dealing with people who are trying to lower their self-esteem or they are within themselves dealing, because sometimes bullies or people making fun of them, it'd be an internal thing. You know, mm-hmm. They might look at somebody else and feel like somebody else is doing better than them or is prettier than them. So it might be an internal thing and not necessarily that somebody is doing something to them. It has to start at home so that it does that internal thing. You can kind of get ahead of that. You know mm-hmm. what I'm saying? And so kids don't start going to school until they're 4 and 5 years old.
Yep.
So when you spend the whole time when they're 4 and 5 years old digging them up, then by the time, you know, you go through elementary, it's not too much bullying in elementary. You go through elementary, bigging them up. You know, by the time they get to middle school, they're going to have a shield of armor on them. They're going to be like...
Mm-hmm. And that's what my dream, if they do end up going to school, because y'all know I don't want that. My dream is for them to always be leaders.
Mm-hmm.
And to take everything with a grain of salt, even what the teachers are teaching them, to take everything with a grain of salt mm-hmm. and understand different things about that. And to let nothing faze them.
Mm-hmm.
To not let somebody saying something to you turn you to one to hurt yourself or to become depressed. Mm-hmm. To know that what I'm going to teach my kids is if anybody makes you feel bad for them, if anybody makes you feel bad for anything, they are going in through something in their life where they are feeling bad about.
Mm-hmm.
They are they're doing something called projecting
mm-hmm.
on you. The only reason they're trying to make you feel bad is because they feel bad.
Mm-hmm.
Ignore it.
Mm-hmm.
Tell them I'll pray for you.
Mm-hmm.
Something.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Because that is the only reason they're doing that.
Let me because ask you a question. Do you think that you hear about boys getting bullied just as much as girls? I hear a lot about
absolutely.
You think so? Same?
Oh, absolutely. Mm. I think it's the same. I would say it's a tie.
Yeah.
Because boys, like, they sneaky. And it's like little jabs that they do.
Mm-hmm.
Like right now. Like when I was in school, they would say something about your shoes,
mm-hmm.
you know, how you dress or stuff like that. Now they say they do look, they get, try to make deeper cuts. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
They try to say, more things, like about your family, about your sister. You know what I'm saying?
Let me tell you something. I got a little cousin. He got a like middle school girl.
Mm-hmm.
And he was on the Snapper Chapper. I'm just kidding, y'all. He was on Snapchat, girl. And he told somebody, y'all keep hating on me. Go get some vagina and stop worrying about me. That's why y'all hating, because y'all ain't out here getting vagina.
How old is he?
Middle school.
12?
Middle school.
12?
Yeah.
About 12, 13? He shouldn't be... There should be no...
Let me tell you something.
That's a topic on the list. Put this down. Social media with children.
Yeah. He said this with so much conviction as if this is the life he lives. You know what I'm saying? Like, he said it. Like, this is what he do on the regular, and that's why you hating on him. My thought process was, this child is 12, 13 years old. Why is this even something that he thinking about? Why is this his rebuttal to people hating on him? You know what I'm saying? Like, this day and age is something different. It's something different, and you have to grasp your children while you can. And you have to be very active in their life as much as you possibly can so that these type of things don't affect them at all. Because I think that that's the way that these boys are bullying each other now.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, you ain't getting a vagina. What?
Yeah.
Like, that's
and
not...
they're projecting, and you talking... Watch what you say in front of your children.
Mm-hmm.
Because where do you get it from? I mean, obviously social media as well. Oh. But watch what you say and monitor what they're doing on the social media.
Mm-hmm.
It's a lot. Like, when these little pages that be making comments, negative comments under these celebrities posts are little children.
That's sad, man.
They see things online and want to do things in real life.
Mm-hmm.
That they see online, and we all know online things are lies.
Mm-hmm.
They're a facade.
Mm-hmm.
They see these things and they think
unless you
it's
on
true.
TikTok, because TikTok be real.
I heard something the other day. They said that these kids, like born in 2000, like when social media kicked off, they know nothing without social media. They don't know what life is without social media. So whatever they see on social media is real to them.
Yeah.
So they frame their lives to what they see.
Mm-hmm.
They frame their lives to these girls getting BBLs, so they all got the same body. So you don't feel like you supposed to have a little meat on your bones.
Mm-hmm.
You feel like your stomach's supposed to be flat out, flat,
mm-hmm.
washboard flat, when that's not real.
Yep.
When that's not real. So these are conversations that I feel like we have to have with our children and big them up before they let social media big them up. Or before they see what social media says to see what is right with them.
Then can you just imagine how crazy it's going to be when our children are of age to where they want cell phones and they start having social
media? I hope it's died down by then.
I think it's gonna get worse.
But how?
I think it's gonna get worse. Listen, you gotta understand, these kids right now got secret apps that we don't even be knowing about, girl. The little girl had an app on her phone that looked like a calculator. Her mama going through her phone thinking it's just a calculator. One day she finally clicked on the app and it's a whole dating app. It's a whole dating app where she's interacting with grown men. On her phone, it looked like a calculator.
Wow.
I'm watching the show the other day. This man thought his girl was cheating on him. He take her phone. He pushed something on her phone and the whole screen flipped. The whole screen flipped to a whole nother call log. It's only gonna get worse.
I'm gonna put a positive spin on there and feel like people gonna realize that this is not what it is. It's not fun. Fun for what it should be made for. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Entertainment, but real life is real life.
Yeah. Because let's talk about it. These folks. We in our 30s, and when social media first started popping off for us, it was Black Planet, right? We would be on Black Planet,
MySpace tagged.
But we would leave it. We would leave it right there and then go live life. We weren't on it all day. We might check a message or two, change our little background music, and then go on about our business. We was not
change
on
our top 10 and top 5.
Yeah, you know, and we wasn't on it all day. That was not our lives. You know, but I think that we came at a pivotal time in the world, like our generation, because we are young enough to still take advantage of social media and be present in social media life, but we are old enough to where we know what life was prior to social media.
And you we're know? Smart enough to know the difference as well.
We're
smart enough to know. I think I told you this the other day. I don't want nobody else's life.
Yeah.
I don't want nobody else's life because I don't know how hard your life is, and you couldn't live my life.
Yeah.
I don't want to go. I don't want some famous person's life because they got money. Do you know the things that they're going through? No. Why would I want that? Why would I want? I don't really put my relationship online. I might have a picture or so or anything, but people real life go on there and put, oh, I'm mad at him today. Or
yeah, like ABCDEFG arguing on social media, and then everybody has an input of what's going on in their relationship, and then you know they back together 2 days later, and it's like, yeah,
stupid. Yeah. You're so stupid, girl. But and then you be mad and be like, mind your business. But you put me in your business. These are things
you
that
made
we have to
it
teach.
My business.
You did.
On social media. Yeah.
So these are things we have to teach you, bitch.
I've never been like that. I have always been very selective about what I. First of all, I've just never been a social media junkie like that. I've never been a social media junkie like that. I will scroll to kill time, but I've never been the one to post a lot on social media. Honestly, I post in my mommy group a little more now because it's my group and I have to maintain it and keep it running. But as far as my personal social media, like my Instagram and my personal Facebook, I probably post like once a month. And Instagram, I don't even post like once a month. Instagram, I might post like once every 3 months, for real.
But yeah, I've changed.
Yeah, I never been really, because first of all, no one deserves to be in my business because no one's living life with me but people who live in life with me, and they know what it is because they live in life with me. You know what I'm saying? And anything else, if I post it, you just reading it to be nosy. You just reading it to be nosy. You just lurking through my page to be nosy and see what I got going on, you know?
These folks would never know. I'll be honest with you guys. Years back when I was in my little relationship, my first love, I would go on Facebook and vent, say dumb stuff. Like, it's so cringy on that. On the little app that shows you what you did 10 years ago, stuff like that. When I see those posts, it's real cringy. And I'm like, girl, what was you doing when today? I don't know nothing. You couldn't say nothing to me. You don't know nothing. You don't know where I live.
Yeah.
You don't know who my man is.
And that's
you don't know if we together.
People be using social media to do crazy stuff though too, because people be using putting their lives on social media. I think I told you that story about this lady who posts her kid every morning going to school. She posts her kid every morning, and so that she could show her kid's outfit every morning when she took her kid to school. Her kid got kidnapped from school. How did they know? Because she posts her kid every morning. She knew what the kid. They knew what the kid had on. They knew what school the kid went to because she put too much information on social media. So that's why I'm even very cautious with how much I post my girls too. Very cautious with that, because I don't want anybody to ever see my girls in public and recognize them. You know what I mean? From social media. Now, if you recognize them because they go to school with your kids or something like that, then that's cool. But I don't want you to recognize my kids from social media because I don't post them to share them with you.
That's why I follow this one page on how you... We could talk about that when we talk about that social media with kids. But if there is a page that I follow to help with your children not being noticed, you know what I'm saying? It's certain things that you're not supposed to tag, never to post where you are, or if you do it after you've left. But I pulled this thing up to show y'all how dumb I sounded 10 years ago. I'm talking about men talk way too much. Just show who can't be trusted got a lot of revelations last so fast. Y'all, I put show, S-H-O-E. That is shoe.
Listen, that's what I was about to say. That what be getting me is how I used to be spelling back then.
Ma'am.
Why was I spelling stuff? Like, I would be like, what's up, W-U-Z-Z? What's up?
What? Girl, and then that's how I'm talking about. Guess I'm drinking tonight. What are you talking about? You don't even drink. I've changed, y'all. I've maturity. Changed heavily. Thank because God. I'm maturity. So embarrassed. I'm so embarrassed with these things. Yeah, I don't post much. I post every now and then. And I mainly post for my family and friends who I don't really see often. So that they can see the boys. But I don't too much post. Even my Facebook, you know how Facebook has where you work? Mm-hmm. Girl, I still say I work at the airport. I worked at the airport for 2 months.
In
2008.
I don't think I ever put where I worked on it, ever. Mm-hmm. I think the most that's on there is probably what school I went to, maybe in high school. I don't know. Mm-hmm. I don't know. But yeah, mommies, all in all, look, we done ran off with this topic too.
All right, y'all.
Like, we've been enjoy this past couple weeks, boy.
Enjoy it. Enjoy it, our new followers.
Right. Hello. Thank you. Mm-hmm. But yeah, mommies, all in all, you know, it starts at home. So big yourself up. Big your kids up so that they are secure within themselves before they get out here in this crazy world, because who knows what the world is going to throw at them. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mommies, let's face it, we are all a mess somehow, some way. We are.
Yes. But speak for yourself. I'm just playing.
Girl,
I'm a mess, y'all.
We are all a mess somehow, some way. But we make it look amazing. So mommies, that's Novi. Mommy now. Mama, I'm coming, baby. So keep pushing, mommies. Keep striving. Don't give up. Please don't give up, mommies. We are here for you. Join our mommy group on Facebook. That's Messy Mommies. Follow us on Instagram. That's Messy Mommies. Catch me on TikTok if you need daily motivation. That's the Mommy Motivator on TikTok. Mommies, don't give up. Please, you got support. You got support. I promise you, if you keep doing your very best, it will be enough. It will be enough. Those kids are going to grow up with amazing stories about you. Just keep doing your very best. I promise you, you got this. You got this. Mommies, and remember, please do something to enjoy yourself this weekend. Indulge in a mommy turn up. Why? Because you
deserve it.
Mommies, we'll talk to you. All right, talk to you, mommy, soon. Have an amazing weekend. Bye.
Bye-bye.